Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. We made it.
We did it.
We made it. It's you guys, it's the last episode of season 3. If you have not been listening to past episodes, then you're late. I don't want to hear no shocked Pikachu faces in the comments being like, "What? Who do you mean?" No, we did it. We're here. We made it.
Yeah, we've been telling you.
About what, 30 weeks almost, a little plus or minus a few like weeks, that. You know? First and foremost, I want to apologize that this episode is out late. Our normal recording day, we got some very positive news and our whole minds. I'm sorry. I'm going to be honest. I wasn't thinking about y'all. I'm going to be so real. And I don't want it to be shade or, oh, you don't get, I care. But at that point, I had to think of me.
are you telling me that for a little while, the internet didn't matter to you?
Yeah.
That seems insane to me.
I'm just saying. So, yeah, I just kind of took up the mindset, brain space, and we just had the moment as it was. I'm not even going to say that I regret it because I don't. But I will apologize because I know you guys expect weekly content. You guys are still getting weekly content. But like I said, it's just we a little late. We a little late. We're not gone. We're just a little late.
Yeah, have some patience. Gosh.
Right?
What do you think of our Amazon?
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine? Oh my gosh. But anyways, this week, you already know we're talking about the whole situation that happened with Lizzo, because my girl, Lizzo is one of those beautiful souls that, like, I hate the fact that she just gets so much negativity, so much hate, unfucking provoked.
Yeah.
Okay? Just for existing. Just for existing. Like, she's not problematic. She's not mean. She's not a bully. Like, she just exists. She exists, twerks, and makes great music. Like,
yeah.
Why is the world so mad? I will never know. I will never know. I'm being facetious because I know people make fun of the, like, people can't wrap their head around the fact that, like, she's a big girl. She's fat. She's plus sized and is happy. Because apparently, if you're the big girl, if you're fat, if you're plus size, if you're thick, you're supposed to be miserable and hate your life and hide in shame. Apparently,
here's the hot take. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, mm-hmm. and whatever, but like, to me, what I don't understand about Lizzo is, like, people are willing to accept that unattractive people can be talented. If you put it in the right storyline. Do you remember Susan Boyle from a whole bunch of years ago?
Yes, I love her.
Yeah, she's great. She's amazingly talented.
Pipes.
Yeah, she's great. She's amazingly talented, right? But that's her whole storyline on reality TV was unattractive person is talented.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, yeah, I remember.
Right? And
I
like,
remember.
And that's why people are mad, is because, like, listen, I'm not saying Lizzo's unattractive.
Yeah.
But they view her as unattractive, and they're like, well, you're unattractive. You're not allowed to be talented, and Lizzo's very talented.
Oh, my gosh. That reminds me. Okay, now I remember. That reminds me of the two incidences I've seen this past month of people get, like, literally losing their shit overseeing plus-size people on billboards as if fat people don't need underwear and clothes.
Oh, like, yeah.
I was
yeah, that,
like,
was
big brain concept, people.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's advertise to all sizes because everyone wears clothes.
I heard about that. Yeah, because it's Abercrombie and Fitch, right?
Abercrombie and Fitch and Calvin Klein.
Yeah.
Calvin Klein had their board up first.
Yeah, I don't know.
A beautiful plus-size woman in their classic Calvin's bralette and, like, underwear, posing in the black and white. And this one guy was losing his shit.
Oh, why are you having that? That's promoting obesity, having a fat girl on the billboard.
And I was just like, why? Have you ever thought it's just a plus-size woman advertising that Calvin Klein sells fucking underwear in their size?
I mean, I don't know why people are being so shocked by the fact that a company wants money. And they're
that
like
too.
And they're like, hey, Do you know who you can sell to?
Woo!
People who need clothes.
Raise.
I also don't know where some of this surprise is coming from. It's like, listen, you can say that it's like, you know, in the case of like Abercrombie, I can't fucking pronounce any of that company.
Abercrombie. Yeah.
And Fitch.
Yeah.
I can understand because there's so much hypocrisy there. Mm-hmm. Because the company itself was like not service, like didn't like, literally was like taking real people as like attractive billboards to put outside of their places. And then on top of that, had literally nothing above like XL.
Yeah.
If that.
Yeah.
Right? So you can look at that and say, oh, the hypocrisy, whatever. And it's like, no one's not, nobody here is trying to defend them, saying that this is some righteous moral stand. It's their latest ad campaign. Like, please calm down. Like, nobody is out here demanding and making their whole life that we need to get triple XL into the shelves of some random fucking real estate store. This is just the latest way they think they can make money.
Absolutely. It has nothing to do with no campaign. It has nothing to do with promoting obesity or anorexia or any type of eating disorder. Like,
and even if it did, and that's like whatever, it's like, bro, they're doing it for the money. Like, calm down. Like, people do bad shit for money all the time. Aren't you mad at that?
I was going to say, if you're so mad about promoting obesity, where are you campaigning outside of McDonald's, outside of Burger King, outside of the fast food industry and the people that are making quote-unquote junk food?
Think about how many things promote violence.
Yeah.
Like, so many things. Like, I have a good friend of mine, great guy, mm-hmm. very deep thinker, loves art, will never watch a Tarantino movie, just too much blood for him.
I mean, that's fair.
And I think that's totally fair, right? Yeah. But even that, which I think is, like, you know, a set of films with artistic merit.
Uh-huh.
Promotes violence. 100% promote violence. Absolutely. Glorifies violence. Absolutely. 100%. So where are you for that? If you're worried about people getting hurt, if you're worried about this and that.
Oh my gosh.
Why aren't we protesting every rated R film? Because they're promoting violence.
But here's my thing. Okay? Like, obviously, it's considered indecent or improper to walk around outside among the general public wearing no clothes. Okay? Just hear me out, okay?
Mostly.
I mostly agree. I'm just saying, whether it's you're going to the mall, you're going to the grocery store, there's a sign, no shirt, no shoes, no service, right? So, and that's a rule for everybody. It doesn't matter whether you're young, old, black, white, you know, tall, short, big or small. Mm-hmm. Therefore, if there's just that basic rule, no shirt, no shoes, no service, where are the big people supposed to get their shirts from? Like, if you know, like, so when I see people demonizing advertisers, demonizing you know, models for you know, working with said advertisers, talking about, oh, for shame, I can't believe Calvin Klein would promote, oh, they're not promoting obesity. They're selling their clothes. They're trying to make money. Guess what? If young people or slimmer people or whoever are wearing their clothes, I wonder if we make these a couple sizes bigger and more accessible to more people will buy our clothes. The answer is yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
The answer is yes. Because guess what? As a, like, I'm a thick girl. I'm not going to pretend that I'm some skinny mini stick. That ain't me. If I look and I see a brand that I liked a lot, but guess what? They didn't always carry my size or carried something that fit me comfortably, and now they have a larger range of sizes. I'm like, oh shit, they have this in my size. Guess what? I'm going to go buy it.
Yeah.
I'm not like, but at the same time, I can mutually say to myself, at least for myself, you know what? I want to lose weight to be healthier and for other personal health reasons and things like that. Do I hate myself and hate my body? No. If, like, my life was meant, oh, you're just meant to look like this the rest of your life, guess what? I'm gonna show out and still look good.
But, like, I wanna use that and, like, pivot it for a second, though, mm-hmm. because this is the other thing that really frustrates me, and it's not just with you, but other people that I'm close to in my life, yeah. is, like, bro, a lot of the times, your weight is not a one-to-one choice. It's not that you had three too many cookies every day, and then all of a sudden you're
whatever. Yeah, you're ballooned.
That's not how that works. Like, there are different people who interact with food in different ways, absolutely, who metabolisms can be affected by different medical conditions, mm-hmm, who really, truly can be on better diets than you.
Yeah.
And still be overweight.
Absolutely.
And it's very frustrating because it's like there's this weird mindset that people have that somehow, some way, like people who are overweight just want to be overweight. They didn't get, they just totally just, they're like, yep, I want to be 280 pounds. I want to be 300 pounds. I want to be whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just going to, that's what I'm going to choose to be. And that's what I'm going to go be. And it's like most people who want to like lose weight, mm-hmm, didn't get there because they wanted to get there. They weren't like auditioning for an acting role where they needed to gain 40 more pounds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For sure. So it's very frustrating when I hear people go, oh, it's promoting this, it's promoting that. Nobody's promoting anything.
Ever.
Like, and it's also to like turn the eye away a little bit from the company and turn a little bit towards the people.
Yeah.
It's also like, listen, like you were saying, it's like, if your goal is to just never sell anything to overweight people, mm-hmm, or plus size people, mm-hmm, like that's literally a fool's errand. Like you're going to be fighting that battle to the day you fucking die.
Bro, right?
So like why do you have so much free time? Please do something. Please get a hobby.
I was like, going to say, the gag is apparently 40% of Americans are overweight. So whoever, like, Do I agree that, you know, maybe obesity is a pandemic, is an issue? Perhaps. Is the problem fucking clothing? People who are making clothing? No.
Yeah, is the problem advertising? Absolutely not. No. It's like it's nutrition social, density, say, food deserts. Yeah,
right. Oh, it goes.
Having the free time to cook. I mean, we literally live in a
system. Having the economic benefit of affording healthy food.
Like, I was about to say, I don't necessarily believe in all the organic stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes the organic thing is worse for you.
Uh-huh.
But the idea is literally, we're going to sell you the not poison food. Yeah. And everybody else who doesn't have money can eat the slightly poisoned food.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's like really, like, and then people are like, why are there health problems with their diets?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Like, it goes beyond Abercrombie and Fitch and Calvin Klein.
Bro, like, it goes down to like at this point, like the very roots of farming and like, even the choice of crops at this point, you know, like most of the times crops are chosen for yield, not for nutritional value and taste.
Absolutely. It goes to the manufacturers creating food like SC Johnson that creates like literally 90% of the groceries that are in your house right now.
Yeah.
It's a lot more than like clothing. Clothing is literally the afterthought. Clothing is an outward expression of thyself.
Yeah, clothing is, especially with this problem specifically, clothing is way, way, way downstream.
Oh my gosh.
Way downstream.
So, literally at the bottom of
the ocean.
It's at the end. Like, it's the afterthought. So it was just like, it was so weird to me. It was so weird to me. And then this whole stupid shit happened with fucking Aries Spears. I have not heard that name since 2001.
I've never heard that name.
All right, there you go. This, like, I don't know who dug him out of whatever grave that he was, like, lying in. This man just wakes up unprovoked, making fun of Lizzo while looking like her ugly twin that was left in the shed.
Okay. Honestly, it's giving what? Jealous.
It's giving big jealous. Somebody tweeted, Ari Spears is just jealous that Lizzo has made in the first 3 years or 4 years of her career that he has in the past 20.
Bro.
And that's facts. That is facts. That is full facts. No printer. Okay? Like, I was so unimpressed because and then this is the other part that gets me so mad is that he's now trying to say like, oh, it's a joke. It was just a joke. Bro, it was not a joke. It was not a joke, okay? The person asked you about her talent, her musical talent, and then you said she looked like the fucking poop emoji. You call that a joke? What are you in grade four? Like, My child who's about to go into grade 2 has better jokes. Okay? She has better jokes on her off days, on her worst days. And for you to be talking about this girl's body saying, oh, I can't get past it. Lizzo doesn't want to fuck you. Lizzo doesn't want to fuck you. Lizzo has never even thought of you. So to have the audacity to even say all of that, you're dumb. You're dumb.
Honestly,
I think he did it for clout.
Right, just done it because he's dumb. Honestly, like, it just kind of makes me sad because, like, think about all the people who enjoy Lizzo. Like, think about how happy the music makes you.
Yeah.
He just can't let himself do that. Why? Because, like, she's overweight.
But he's overweight, too.
I understand. Like, I was
so mad because it kind of went back into the last. Remember the last Discord where we were talking about all the skinny people talking about how fat girls don't deserve no love and fat girls don't deserve six-figure men?
Yeah.
And that if big girls have no right to be with slimmer men. They need to find men their own size. Look at the men, our quote-unquote own size. Look at how they're talking about us. Quote-unquote big girls. Talking about it looks like a poop emoji when this man literally looks like... Put it this way, Lizzo's shits look better than him. Talking about, well, I think I'm handsome. I'm sure you're the only one who does.
Yeah, you and maybe your mama.
Oh my gosh, somebody said he looks like he has a face only his daddy could leave. I was done. I forget who said it, but she's so funny. She said he has a face only his daddy could leave. I was done. Yeah, like that's a joke.
That's a joke.
Okay, oh my gosh. But anyways, this and so people came out of the woodworks. People are talking about how, this guy's talking about how he can get girls. Nobody's giving him no pussy. This man's been on TV 23 years ago. Nobody's giving him no pussy. He had to go on live and be like, of course I'm getting pussy. You guys, it's just a joke. Come on now. Blah, 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 blah. No, if you have to defend your shit, then you know it wasn't a joke.
And I also hate it, though, because it's like,
nobody was
it was just a joke. Dude, no one's putting a gun to your head. They just said your comedy was bad. Like, please calm down.
But
like,
no, here's the thing. People were saying your comedy was bad because the statement you made wasn't funny. It was not a joke.
I
100%, there was no punchline.
I 100%, but I'm just saying he's acting like people are trying to stab him in the streets now. They're just, like, they're just talking to you. You said a joke, you said something, and they're saying stuff back. But and apparently that's too much for you.
But guess what? You know what? Because he probably realized his only lifeline, this man literally, his only claim to fame was being on Mad TV in fucking 2000s, okay? Like, that was probably his only lifeline and that shit dried up.
Bro.
Dried the fuck
Mad TV was lower at SNL and nobody gives a shit about SNL anymore.
Thank you. Thank you. Like, Mad TV had some of its good moments. There's a lot of comedians that are still, you know, making great content and have, like, you know, for example, Jordan Peele.
Everybody's got to pay bills somehow. And you'd rather be on TV than slinging coffee, I guess.
I'm just saying, Keegan and Peele, they're still on TV. Yeah. They're still, you know, making comedic stuff. Jordan Peele's making movies. Bobby Lee's on podcasts. Like, those names are still doing something. Sir, I literally forgot you existed until this moment. So it's very sad and embarrassing that, like, the one thing you are now known for, aside from what you did like 20 plus years ago, is now making fun of a woman who looks better than you.
Can I tell you my far shot take on this?
Go ahead.
If this keeps on getting heated.
Oh, no, I think it's done.
Okay, good. I'm glad it's done. Because I was going to say, if this gets more traction, I can 100% see this man showing up on, like, Tucker Carlson.
Oh, no.
Couldn't you, though?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
I could.
No.
No?
He's too black. Sorry.
I'm just saying. They like to have people so they can throw them up for defenses later. Oh, that's one of the reasons why I would say
him.
So.
Not him.
No? Uh-uh. All right, fair enough. Mm-mm. I don't know the man very well.
I'm just saying. Lizzo said what she had to say during the award show. She was just, I forget what she said, but she was just like, yo, y'all people who have my name in my mouth, fucking kiss my ass. Like, I don't give a shit. Nobody's thinking about you. You're nobody's. You're haters, period. And I agree.
Mm.
That's exactly what they are. Because I don't know how you can be asked about somebody's talent and you're talking about somebody's looks. That is like... Somebody tell it, like, that's like somebody saying to about you, saying like, oh, what do you think of the mister's artistic talent? And I'm and you hear me saying, oh, well, you know, he's 6'6". So I just can't get past that part to even make a, you know, objective observation onto anything he has to offer. You know, because he's 6'6". I can't get past the fact that he looks like a lamppost. You know, like,
what? The tall privilege is just all over. So you can just smell it.
Oh my gosh. Like, wow. Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah, it's very silly. I don't even... Like, it's... For me, it's almost sad because it's like the brain rot is so crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, again, like, just think about how many blessings this man is blocking from himself by all of these, like, weird non sequiturs his brain is fucking setting up for him.
That part.
Very strange. That part.
It is very strange. It is very strange. And it's just, like, I don't know why. Well, I do know why, but I hate it. It's just, like, people want to disassociate themselves so hard with things that, like... they feel is a negative or that can drag them down. Mm. But it's just, it's weird. The reason why, like, this whole thing was a fucking train wreck is because it's, like, you want to distance yourself from Lizzo because she's a big woman and her being big is a negative by what? Just by juxtaposition of you being a man? Like, you're bigger than her.
I didn't understand that.
Me neither.
Get out of here, Google.
My Bixie's like over, you know, government trying to listen into the conversations, but like, I just don't understand what was the point. What was, in the words of Cardi B, what was the reason?
Well, and you know what? Just sitting here and thinking about it now, here's the twist of the knife for me too on this joke.
Yeah,
is he doesn't like her music. Because, like, couldn't you say the exact same joke but say, despite her looks, I like her music? Or, like, despite how she looks, I think she's really talented? Like, that's the twist of the knife. Like, that joke would have worked just as well. Joke would have worked.
Yeah,
air quotes. Would have worked just as well with that setup. But he chose to do the more negative setup where he's like, fuck her looks and her music.
Well, no, he said he liked her music after the fact. But it's just like, why did you have to go through all of that before? The man asked you a question, you could have given him an answer.
Yeah.
You didn't have to do all of that in the middle of it. And it's just, and I don't know, it just kind of makes me think back to like other experiences that I've had interacting with men where a man will proposition you and you're like, no, I'm not interested. Oh, and they don't take that answer. Oh, well, you know, I already have a boyfriend.
Oh, so you see your boyfriend... You can't have friends?
Not you, sir.
Oh, well, I didn't like you anyways.
Or I remember a grown-ass man was following me and a friend when we were still in high school. And it was very obvious that we were in high school because we wore school uniforms. So, you know, walking around in our cute little skirts, walking back from lunch, some guys honking his horn, hollering at through his car, ignoring them, literally does a U-turn. To be on the same side of the street. Because this man was literally hollering from the across the street. On the opposite side of the road. Does a U-E. Starts on our side of the street. Still trying to hit on us. Hey, hey, blah, 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 blah. And then still not giving them any time of day. Fuck you, whore. Oh, you're a whore. You're a bitch. You're this. And then zooms off. And it's like, I wasn't that much of a bitch, though, for you to literally be doing fucking Fast and Furious stunts in these streets, though. Out here pulling U-E's, calling yourself Vin Diesel for my pupils to look your way. But go off. I digress.
Yeah, the skin marks you left don't think I'm a bitch. Thanks.
Thank bye. You, right? Like, I just, like, this whole mindset is just so wild. Because that's what it's giving me. It's giving me, you wish Lizzo was in your DMs. It's giving, you're mad that her and Chris Evans are talking in DMs and it was never you. It's giving, you wish she would even look your way. But allegedly, I love Wendy Williams, you know?
I just picture him coming back for the interview to his, like, Lizzo shrine and crying. Like,
Right?
He has one
in his closet.
Yeah. It's just like some weird, like, 8-year-old, like, knee-jerk reaction. You're like, I don't even like him, you know?
like, Hey Arnold with Hal Gunn.
Yeah.
Yes, Lizzo was trying in his closet. And he's, like, saying, like, sweet nothings, like, oh, thine sweet Lizzo, I wish I could confess each supple breast and take it into my mouth.
Like, I wish it was about damn time for us.
Right? Oh, my gosh. You know what? Even though we're kikiing about it, like, I really think that might have been it. He's like, she was my one ticket out of poverty and I fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I think he's big mad because Lizzo has a man now.
Maybe, I don't know.
Lizzo has a man now, and people are, for some reason, are gooped and gagged that he's not a big guy, like how she's a big girl. So, I hate when people get mad about mixed weight couples. Like, that's not your business. That is not your business. All, you know, he loves the nyash, he loves the pum pum. That's all that matters. He loves her, that's all that matters. Who cares? It's not your business. I had a friend that once was like, who literally told me to my friend, my face, I always wondered how you and your ex, is her ex's name, had sex. Why? Why are you wondering? Is there something you want to ask me?
Do you have an erotic friend fiction collection? are there any other stories you've written about other friends that you think about?
And I'm just like, why are you curious like that? Because, like, my partner was slimmer than me, and I'm just like, why does that matter?
I can tell you why I would be curious.
Why?
Cakes.
I got all that ass.
Cakes.
Yes. I mean, like, that's, again, it's none of her business, though.
No.
It's my man's business. It's your business.
My bakery.
It's your bakery. I'm dead stuff. Oh, my gosh. Like, I don't know. People are weird. People are weird. Have you ever done that stupid playground bully a girl that you actually like bullshit?
No.
Oh, thank God.
No.
I knew I picked the right one. Thank you, Jesus. No, but it's such a regular occurrence. I don't have enough hands and toes to count on my body the amount of times I've seen men try to bully girls to get their number.
What?
Bully girls to get dates. And when they're just like, no, 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 it's, oh, well, you were ugly. Oh, you're a fat bitch anyways. Oh, I just want to smash anyways. What? And it's like, so I still don't.
Like, honestly, in my opinion, it's because, like, it's like, for a lot of the guys, it's not because, like, they actually want a date or whatever. Like, sometimes, honestly, like, a lot of guys are, like, fucking dogs chasing cars. Like, if they actually got what they wanted, they wouldn't know what to do with it.
Right.
But, like, a lot of times it is because it's, like, a status thing. So it's, like, if they're, like, oh, I'm a big guy, I'm a player, I can do whatever, I can get girls, and the girls are, like, nah, then, like, what does that make him? So he's got to find a way to protect his ego because he needs to still believe for himself that he's a big player that can pull girls if he wants to.
Put it this way, maybe this is the old toxic me, but I'm that asshole to play into your insecurity, because if you're calling me a bitch because I don't want to give you my number, and you're like, oh, well, you're not that good looking anyways, I'd be like, well, I'm glad I didn't help you lower your standards. Good for you. Good for you. Go to the next bar. Hopefully you'll find your hoe there.
I mean, I'm all for sass and assholes, so you don't have to tell me twice. But
oh,
I will say, like, for me, like, I don't know, I've never been in that position, just because, like the wise philosopher Dita Von Teese once said, you can be the juiciest, sweetest peach in the bunch. Some people just don't like peaches.
There you go. I mean, that's my point. I don't know why people can't accept no. That, like, I hate that very poisonous, entitled culture of, like, oh, well, I like you, so you have to like me back.
But
you have to give me that chance.
A lot of guys just have this weird toxic video game mindset where it's literally like, oh, I can grind XP and unlock the relationship. Like, seriously.
I know.
Like, that's why half their shit doesn't make sense. It's like, oh, I bought you a drink. It's like, oh, I put in 50 gold. That means I complete the quest, girl. Come on.
I hate it. No, I know you're keeping it so 100 and I'm triggered. That's why.
It's like That's fucking why. Weird caveman brain. It's fucking stupid.
Oh
like
Oh my gosh. This guy said grinding XP and you're right. I'm so triggered. Oh my god. You're right.
I know. Because I know a lot of men, and a lot of men have talked to me about dating, and that's why I know, because I'm just like...
You just absorb it with your big wrinkly brain.
No, internally, like I said to you before, I'm doing the fucking, the Zelda mask shopkeeper scream, where you just like... fucking twisted his head all around.
Like, oh my gosh. But I you want to hear something? Women are just as bad. Some women are
a lot of women.
You've heard a bit of pillow talk. It's gross out here.
I 100% agree that a lot of women are just as bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I think there's so less. Bad. Yeah. There's less in quantity.
Oh yeah.
But there's some that are just as bad. Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. And it's just like. It's wild because it's like it's like a chicken before the egg kind of situation. Did a woman become gross and toxic because of a man, or did the man become gross and toxic because of a woman? And did that woman become toxic because of a man? And did that man become toxic because of a woman? It definitely is a chicken and the egg kind of situation.
There's a lot of things going on in that situation.
Well,
some people are just born toxic, though. That's the other thing.
I mean,
some people are toxic because of no one. Like,
I've never met them yet.
I have know. 100% have, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's scary. That's scary. Somebody just wakes up and chooses violence. Like, I can't.
It's not necessarily they wake up and choose violence, but it's just, like, weird toxic behaviors. Like, you want to know a big one that a lot of people have?
Yeah.
Can't fucking take responsibility for their shit.
Oh, my gosh. Accountability.
Cannot own up to their shit.
Bro, I guarantee you right now, most people in 2022 cannot spell the word accountability enough. Because they can't own their shit. I will say, as a person who formerly would avoid responsibility, as a younger person, once I started, like, owning my shit and was, like, being more accountable, life got so much easier for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only am I being accountable for my shortfalls and recognizing where I could do better, it made me have more valid points to, like, point out somebody else. For not being accountable. Like, it's like you said, pot calling kettle. Like, I can't be shirking responsibilities and then be upset at somebody else doing the same thing.
Yeah. And it's also just, like, a natural antidote for, like, somewhat naturally toxic behaviors, too. Because it's, like, when you're out here and you're trying to take responsibility for your actions, like, someone could be dead-ass wrong and you could be 100% right.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go about it the wrong way, you can still be, like, maybe I could have done that better.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And, like, when you have friends, they really appreciate that. They really don't appreciate when you're like, I did everything right and you were fucked.
Even if it's
by implication, because sometimes it's not even that. Sometimes it's just the zero apology from the last blow up that implies that, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and that's very real because, like, I've had friends where we've kind of had, like, those weird moments where I was, like, I'll say I called them out for, like, problematic behavior. And I was just like, bro, like, as much as you want me to sit here and lament with you about, like, oh, well, what went wrong? Like, I can tell you exactly what went wrong. It was you. You want to be like, you know.
The phone calls are coming from inside the house. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, really and truly. And, like. A lot of people don't like hearing that they're the problem.
I will go as far to say that nobody in existence likes hearing that. And, like, that's part of the problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, nobody likes to hear that they're the problem. They're the villain. Am I the villain? Yeah, they're the villain. But I will say, at least for that instance, like, they were obviously upset. They were obviously bothered. We took a breather. We took a beat. You know, went on with the day. And then later on, we kind of, like, addressed the elephant in the room of me straight calling them out. And they're like, you know what? I thought about it. I talked with another friend about it. Da, da, da. And you're right. Like, you were right. It bothered me in the moment, but in the end of it, you're right. And I'm like, I know it was a little savage. I know I could have maybe came about it in a little bit of a nicer way, because, like, you're my friend, and I still value you as a friend. I don't see you as any less of a friend, but I care about you, and that's why I'm pointing this out. Mm-hmm. If I didn't care, I wouldn't give a shit. You would never know.
Yeah.
And you would constantly be repeating the same cycle of problems.
And I just wouldn't be there, ghost baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, you know, Homer Simpson backing into the bushes.
Yeah, this is not good for me. I'm out.
Absolutely. So, like, I don't know. I'm still trying to find that balance of being, like, a straight shooter, but and also being a little bit more tactful of people's feelings.
I think the problem is that a lot of times in these situations, it really is, like, you'll never find, like, a static balance. You'll only ever find, like, a kinetic balance.
I mean, that's fine. I just need the balance, because, like...
You know, because even I have certain people... Even I have, like, certain friends and certain people that I talk to still.
Yes.
That, like, other mutual friends were like, I'm not dealing with this person anymore.
Oh, yeah,
they can't. It's only because of, like, specific circumstances, like moving out of the city.
Yeah.
Doing other things that I can still keep up this relationship.
Right.
But that's because, like, that's my balance. You know what I mean? Like, yes. I'm forced to not interact with them as much.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
Well, that's okay. And I was going to say, I have similar relationships with certain people where it's like, you and I get along because I don't see you all the time.
Yeah.
Literally because I don't see you all the time.
Yeah.
And there are some people I can't get enough. Like, we can be around each other all the time, and it could be never ending.
Like me.
Yeah, like, yeah. But, yeah, there's some people literally. The funny thing is, it's like, I can't be around them constantly, but we can talk every day.
Mm.
We can talk every day and be Gucci. But I can't be around you every day. Like, I can't. I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to start breaking out in hives. So it's weird. But it's that finding that balance. And I don't have that balance with everyone that I need to have it with.
Yeah.
So. But with that being said, final thoughts on this season. What's your final thoughts on this season? With how you want to wrap it up before we go outside and go touch some grass?
Honestly, I feel like we had a really good start, and then I started working, and everything's been a blur since then.
And You've been very busy.
Yeah.
I will say, I appreciate you still carving out time to be assisting me with this project.
Well, yeah.
I appreciate it.
I love you, and I believe in you, and I think you're doing a good job.
Oh, you hear that, guys? Oh, thank you, baby. I love you, too. My final thoughts for the season is, like, the season was really fun. We got to talk to a lot more new people. We got to talk about a lot more topics. There's definitely a lot of people I want to touch base with again, because they were just fun people to talk to, coordinate. And I think I've done a better job in terms of just keeping tapped in with those people.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, you know, they have life and stuff, and some people fall off, some people pick up or whatever, but I digress. But with that being said, this is the last episode of season 3. If you have not been rocking with me from season 1, this is how the process goes, guys. Season 3 will remain ad-free until season 4 drops. I don't have an official premiere date for season 4 yet, but it will be announced in a couple weeks. With that being said, I even have guests already for season 4, which is very fun, very exciting. I'm excited to bring you more content, fun content. But with that being said, season 3, like I said, will have no ads. Once season 4 comes out, all of season 3 will have ads. So now is the time to get caught up on any missed episodes without interruption, ad free. And then after that, just know I told y'all. Please and thank you, okay? I don't want to hear it. don't want to hear no complaints. Oh, there's always ads on your episodes. That's because you didn't listen to it when it was out. I'm sorry.
It's your fault now.
Exactly. Sorry, it's your fault. Yeah. It's not me, it's you. Yeah.
You're going to get to this end of the season, you're going to realize just how wrong you were.
Oh my gosh. But with that being said, thank you guys for tuning in for another season. Thank you guys for tuning in for another episode. Season 4 will be coming out soon. Make sure you're following the Instagram page at This Black Girl Podcast. On Twitter, it's This Black Girl P. Stay tapped in. You can always send me a message, DM, leave a comment, leave a like, support the page. There's also a Patreon. Support the Patreon for extra content. And with that being said, this is your girl Lola with the Mister.
Hello.
Signing out for season 3. Have a wonderful week. Bye.